You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Last year, with the help of a Kellogg grant for racial healing, more than 160 students, staff, and faculty at Western Michigan University were interviewed about race relations on campus. The result is on stage tonight, a documentary theater piece called Check Your Privilege.
Let me tell you a story about privilege here at WMU. I and another guy I know, he and I, we have the same job, different departments. I'm brown, he's a whitey peach. He leaves work early all the time, like all the time. I cannot.
Cannot.
You know what would happen to me? Mm-hmm. You know what?
Calvin College professor of theater Stephanie Sandberg is the head director of the production. This is the type of theater she's known for. 6 years ago, Sandberg helped WMU create a similar play called Seven Passages, The Story of Gay Christians.
It's a kind of theater where you're bound by using only the words that people use to describe their experiences and their stories. So it's theater in the sense that you still have actors performing it. We're not putting the actual people on stage. But it is trying to get at this sense of truth in language and in story that brings about a kind of authenticity that you might get from fictional theater, but not necessarily.
Sandberg says Kalamazoo County has a 50 on the disparity index, according to the census. That means about half of the white population in a Kalamazoo neighborhood would have to move to another part of the county in order to desegregate the area.
And so I wasn't surprised to hear that it was happening, that reality was happening at the university as well. Even though there's things we try to put measures in place that stop that, it's just not happening. In the United States right now, today, we have a dissimilarity index that is worse than apartheid South Africa. We've got to do something about this. We have to do something about this.
I think there's this sense, you know, I think especially among white people, there's this sense of like, well, I haven't personally oppressed anyone, so why should I pay for the sins of the past?
I think the university could do more to facilitate cross-cultural, cross-racial interaction. But before they do that, they need to do more with recruiting so that there's some kind of critical mass, rather than just having a small percentage of minority students on campus, and then holding them up as this example of how diverse an institution we are now.
My name is Dwandra Lampkin. I'm an associate professor here at Western, and I served as the production advisor for Privilege. What was a little bit sobering for me is that so much of this still exists now in 2014. So as we get to hear these stories, they don't date back to the 1960s during the civil rights. They are right here, right now. So I think overall, the fact that it is still so prevalent today is what surprised me more than anything.
The white kids got stopped by the police leaving the party, and they got left off with a warning. The African-American students got stopped, and they were all given minor possession of alcohol tickets. But they were all minors.
Because the play uses real interviews from Western Michigan University staff and students, the audience feels like they're part of an honest, open discussion about race and privilege. Stephanie Sandberg.
We have shown that it's possible for a really diverse group of people to work together and make something happen. And we've modeled for society what that kind of community can be like. And I'd like to see what we did here just grow exponentially.
Check Your Privilege runs through October 12th at WMU's York Arena Theater. Tonight's performance starts at 7:30. For more showtimes, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.